This is Akashvani, the news read by Anubha Rohatgi. Filing of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will end tomorrow. 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls in this phase on the 26th of this month. Scrutiny of nominations across all states and union territories will take place on Friday, except in Jammu and Kashmir. In J&K, scrutiny will be held on Saturday. The last date for the withdrawal of candidature is on the 8th of this month. Several prominent leaders today filed their nomination papers from the Lok Sabha constituencies going to poll in the second phase. In Kerala, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi filed his papers before the returning officer of Wayanad parliamentary constituency this afternoon. The Left Democratic Front LDF candidate in Wayanad, Annie Raja of the Communist Party of India, also filed her papers. The NDA candidate and state BJP president K. Surendran will file his nomination papers from the constituency tomorrow. BJP candidate Mahesh Sharma filed his nomination from Gautam Budh Nagar seat in Uttar Pradesh, which is going to polls in the second phase. In Rajasthan, several senior leaders from BJP and Congress filed their nominations today. Campaigning is gaining momentum for the Lok Sabha elections. Top leaders of major political parties held public meetings and roadshows across the country today. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a digital rally of Uttar Pradesh BJP workers through the Namo app. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that BJP workers in the state are working hard to ensure victory on every seat and at every polling booth. The party workers of polling booths from the 10 Lok Sabha seats going to the polls in the third phase in Uttar Pradesh attended the digital rally. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh held an election rally at Ghaziabad in Uttar Pradesh. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today launched the Ghar Ghar Guarantee Abhiyan from Northeast Delhi parliamentary constituency. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Kharge claimed that if the Congress comes to power, government vacancies will be filled up immediately. Meanwhile, senior BJP leader Sushil Kumar Modi today announced that he will not be able to campaign in the Lok Sabha elections as he has been diagnosed with cancer. In Rajasthan, over 100 leaders from different political parties, including several veterans from Congress and Jananayak Janata Party, joined the BJP today. Boxer Vijender Singh quit Congress and joined the BJP in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Vijender Singh said that he has joined the BJP in the interest of the nation and to serve the people. Meanwhile, in Maharashtra, BJP MP from Jalgaon, Unmesh Patil, joined the Shiv Sena UBT today. The Election Commission is holding meeting with law enforcement agencies of states and union territories in New Delhi to review and assess the law and order situation and prevent illicit activities. The meeting will also review steps related to strict vigil across interstate and international borders. A Delhi court has directed Aam Aadmi Party leader and Rajya Sabha MP Sanjay Singh not to tamper with the evidence or influence witnesses in the liquor policy excise scam case. The directions by the special judge Kaveri Baweja were given today after passing an order to release him from the Tihar Central Jail. The AAP leader was granted bail by the Supreme Court yesterday. He was arrested in October last year. Justice Baweja also directed the Rajya Sabha MP to submit his passport, inform about the itinerary before leaving the National Capital Region, and to always keep his phone location on. The judge directed the accused to submit a personal bond of 2 lakh rupees and one surety of the same amount. Government has said that the media reports claiming significant hike in prices of medicines are false and misleading. The ministry said there will be no change in prevailing ceiling prices of 782 medicines. At least 9 persons were killed and more than 800 injured after a powerful earthquake hit Taiwan today. The USGS said the earthquake measuring 7.4 on the Richter scale with its epicenter 18 kilometers south of Hualien City at a depth of 34.8 kilometers rocked the eastern shores of the country, triggering tsunami warnings in the region. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Kolkata Knight Riders today at Vishakhapatnam. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.